to wear them blue.
Is Neil Sedaka standing on the inside looking out or standing on the outside looking in? Probably never get to find out, really. 9:45 the time. Don't forget that tonight at the Brook Cottage Hotel, Newcastle, it's the finals of the Miss Junior Northern Ireland pageant. See the finalists from all over Northern Ireland displaying their poise, grooming, personality, and special party piece. That could be interesting. And tomorrow night, Saturday, enjoy the Bailey's Irish Cream Song of the Morns competition with BBC Radio Ulster's Gerry Anderson. Did he do Thunderbirds? Well, apparently. So maybe he did. With BBC Ulster's Gerry Anderson at the Brook Cottage Hotel. It's more great entertainment at the Newcastle Summer of 88 Festival. The place to be.
When you need a break. When you need to get away.
Get away with Breakaway.
Let Breakaway Travel arrange everything and get in the swim with Hamilton Holidays in Mallorca, Ibiza or Tenerife.
Soak up the sun with global tours in Spain, Portugal or Tunisia.
Make a splash with Aspro Holidays in the Greek islands, Cyprus or Turkey.
With Breakaway Travel, the world is your oyster.
Breakaway Travel, Main Street Larne, High Street Carrickfergus and Northcote Shopping Centre, Glengormley.
For this week's special offers, call Glengormley, 48427.
Best music on 1170 kilohertz. Kiss. Now, the outlook for the weekend for Sagittarius, Capricorn, Aquarius and Pisces coming up right now. Sagittarius, a strange occurrence this morning will find you with time on your hands. And it would seem like a good opportunity to catch up on a personal project that has been rather neglected for a while. Get on the case, Sagittarius. Capricorn, although you feel sorry for someone, wait a little longer before plunging in with your ever-ready helping hand. Give them the chance to stand on their own feet, and only then help if you really must. Aquarius, for today and the weekend, make sure it's yourself that is really wanted today, and not just your money. It is hard to refuse a request, especially from a close friend, but it will be best for you to say no, Aquarius. And Pisces, finally, a financial arrangement will now pay dividends against all odds. You will glide gracefully through the day, especially if you put business before pleasure. That way, you'll enjoy business and the pleasure. Our thanks to Kaz of She Magazine for today's Zodiac Forecast. More on Monday, just after 9:30.
Streets full of people, all alone. Roads full of houses, never.
I can't remember it myself. I'm a little rusty on it.
I'll hum it for you.
You must remember this. A kiss is just a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings, as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs, never out of jealousy and hate. Woman need man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome love.
is looking at you, kid.
I wish I didn't love you so much.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, she walks into mine. How's that your plan?
Oh, just a little something of my own.
Oh, stop it. You know what I want to hear.
No, don't.
Played it for her, played it for me. Play it.
Moonlight and love songs, never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman need man, and man must have his mate. That no one can deny. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
I think it's brilliant that someone, at least one person, went through life with the nickname of Bogey. There he was. Together with Dooley Wilson from Casablanca. And as time goes by, Jonathan King did Everybody's Gone to the Moon. That's just about it. 4 minutes before 10 o'clock. Some brilliant, awesome even music on the way after 10 this morning with Tom Hardy right through till 2 o'clock. We'll see you later on tonight at the Emmy Vale Inn for a wild night of the Kiss Crazy Night.
Summer Wine Festival has moved to Italy with a selection of festival favourites to bring you the taste of Italian sunshine. Savour pound on popular Piemontello, now just $1.99. Or savour the sparkling value of Asti Spumanti at only $2.99. And look out also for beautiful gifts in our Festival Italian collection. So welcome the taste of Italy at Stewart's Wine Barrel and enjoy the best sellers from the best sellers. Prego!
Hi there. Are you unattached and tired of the disco scene? Or perhaps you've been separated, divorced, or widowed, and on your own again? Let us help you make new friends with the Silhouette Dating Agency. And for professional or executive people, we also have someone for you with our Executate Dating Service. Hundreds of people have met over the 6 years we've been in business. Why not become one of them? We offer a confidential and friendly service. Ring Helen or David on Belfast 241-699, day or evening.
It's Parker's first birthday, so get along to Parker's Discotheque at the Inn in the Park, Dungannon, this Saturday and join in the birthday celebrations. It's going to be a great party with a bubbly reception for early birds. Get along to Parker's this Saturday night for a feast of great disco favorites and a fabulous laser light show. Parker's, a dancing adventure.
Kiss FM, it's 10 o'clock. The British government will formally confirm today that the SAS men who shot dead three IRA members in Gibraltar in March will attend the inquest in September. But the ministers will reserve the right to change their decision if circumstances change between now and then. The government want a total guarantee of security for all the soldiers involved. The Northern Ireland Secretary, Tom King, told the Commons that the inquest will thoroughly examine the shootings. Army bomb experts have defused a massive £1,000 bomb hidden in a culvert on the main Belfast to Derry Road. The explosives were packed into 10 beer kegs. The bomb had been aimed at an army patrol but failed to detonate due to a faulty command wire. It took the army 30 hours to deal with the device and the road has now been reopened. A police spokesman said that a major tragedy had been averted. Irish-American groups are deciding what action to take against the mayor of New York, Ed Koch, who has given apparent support to the British Army presence in the north. Mr. Koch, who has just completed a fact-finding mission to the north, has infuriated the large Irish community by saying that he believes the army are playing a valuable role in Northern Ireland. The Irish groups are now expected to drop Koch from next year's St. Patrick's Day parade. The Cardinal of New York, John O'Connor, also condemned the mayor's remarks, calling him unpredictable. The 16-year-old Cork girl who stowed away on a U.S. Navy destroyer will this morning fly into Shannon Airport accompanied by two U.S. Navy officers. Susan Toomey will be met by her family and Foreign Office officials. Yesterday, the girl appeared before a juvenile court in North Carolina and was placed in the custody of the two officers who were charged with ensuring her safe return home. Five sailors are still in prison in Norfolk, Virginia, charged with aiding the girl to stow away. They face 5 years in jail if found guilty. British Airways has grounded its most senior Concorde pilot for the rest of his career for flying the plane without enough fuel. The incident happened last March when the pilot, Brian Walpole, was flying from New York to London. The aircraft developed a hydraulic fault which forced the crew to fly at a reduced speed, thus using more fuel. Despite having the option of landing in Ireland, the pilot flew on to London with just 25 minutes worth of fuel remaining. Two prisoners described as dangerous are still on the run after overpowering guards and hijacking the van they were travelling in on the M25 motorway near Norwich. The prisoners were travelling from Norwich to Parkhurst Prison. The van was later abandoned near Gatwick Airport. Both men were serving 7.5 years for armed robbery and other offences. Police say they are investigating the murder of a 5-year-old girl found in a house in Rochford in Essex. Her mother, aged 40, was found dead in the garage, but police believe that no one else was involved in the killings. The Iranian ambassador to the United Nations has ruled out direct talks with Iraq until after the Gulf War ceasefire has been implemented. The minister said that Iran was willing to agree to anything that the UN General Secretary thought necessary to implement the ceasefire, but would not accept Iraqi preconditions and proposals. Meanwhile, fierce fighting is still raging on the southern war front with many deaths and casualties reported. And finally, government censors in South Africa have said that the film Cry Freedom about black activist Steve Biko can be screened. The ruling came just 30 minutes before the film was due to have its South African premiere. The movie made by Richard Attenborough focuses on Biko, who died in police custody in 1977. For KISS FM News, this is Colin McConville.
FM 103.7 is stereo. We are KISS FM, Monaghan Town.
Hot hit, KISS FM.
It's 8 minutes past 10 at 11:70. Kiss, and those are Aztec Camera with Ronnie Frame, the brand new single that's working in a gold mine. Wouldn't mind if it did. Good morning. Welcome to Friday. Friday morning, the... What is it? Oh, yes, 29th July, 1988. And Tom Hardy clocking on for the next 4 hours at Kiss, 11:70.
I was born in a valley of bricks, where the river runs high above the rooftops. I was waiting for the cars coming home late at night, under that mountain. I was standing in the valley of rock, up to my belly in an early fog. I was looking for the road to a green painted house in a Dutch mountain.
In the Dutch mountains.
There she is, Kate Bush, at 10:16 from 1170 Kiss, running up that hill. A reminder that tonight at the Brook Cottage Hotel in Newcastle, it's the finals of the Miss Junior Northern Ireland pageant. You can see the finalists from all over Northern Ireland displaying their poise, grooming, personality, and special party feast. And tomorrow night, Saturday, you can enjoy the Bailey's Irish Cream Song of the Morns competition with BBC Radio Ulster's Gerry Anderson at the Brook Cottage Hotel. More great entertainment at the Newcastle Summer of 88 Festival. It's the place to be. 10:16 at Kiss. It's now 23 minutes past 10 from KISS 1170. How she threw it all away from the Style Council. A showery day today, although there will be some bright intervals. The winds today fresh and northwesterly in direction. Top temperature 17 degrees Celsius. That's round about 63 degrees Fahrenheit. Friday, 29th July. Emmy Vale Inn tonight for a crazy night. Looking forward to that.
Yeah. FM Job Spot.
It's 10:31, the first look at the jobs for this particular Friday morning. First of all, we're looking for a young person aged over 18 to train in all aspects of top-class dress manufacturing. It should be someone with artistic flair, lots of enthusiasm, and a one-year intensive training course will be given. The wages, incidentally, are negotiable. The job is based in the Armagh / Dungannon areas. If you'd like further details, simply telephone 08687-84412. That's 08687, that's the code. 84412 is the number to call. Next up, Petermark Hair Salons are looking for qualified stylists for three of their salons. Firstly, in the Abbey Centre in Belfast. Secondly, Margaret Street in Newry. And thirdly, in the Dundalk Shopping Centre. If you'd like details of those vacancies, all you need to do is telephone Edwin at the Dundalk branch of Petermark's. The number there is Dundalk 31562. That's 31562. A person is required in the Belfast area to travel with world-class events as a compere for the world-class arm wrestling machine. If you'd like more details on that particular vacancy, you need telephone Belfast 615-332. That's Belfast 615-332. And finally for this morning, a counter assistant is required with experience for a fast food shop. It may well suit an ambitious trainee. Male or female, of course, an equal opportunity employer. If you'd like to make an appointment, simply telephone the manager on Monaghan 81772 after 6:30 p.m. That's Monaghan 81772. The KISS FM Job Spot is a free service for employers. If you do have a vacancy you'd like to fill fast and for free, don't hesitate to call us. The number is Monaghan 84030. That's Monaghan 84030 during office hours. Commercial free, it's Eric Clapton.
There is nothing that is wrong in wanting you to stay here. You've got somewhere to go, but won't you make yourself at home and stay with me? And don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, and rest here in my arms. Don't you think you are someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you. The moon and stars above. Underneath the velvet skies, love is all that matters. Won't you stay with me? Don't you ever leave. Lay down, Sally, I'm resting in my arms. Don't you think you want someone to talk to? Lay down, Sally, and no need to leave so soon. I've been trying all night long just to talk to you.
Here in my house.
14 minutes away from 11, a Kiss 1170. Lay Down Sally, Forever Man, Promises Tangled in Love, commercial-free music from Eric Clapton for this Friday morning.
This summer, make the great escape and discover the great outdoors. Do it with Downchar, and do it in style. Downchar are the largest camping and caravanning outlet in Ireland, and Downchar have a huge range of quality equipment at competitive prices. For a holiday that you'll never forget, come to Downchar Camping and Caravanning. Downchar are the experts. Discover the new breed in camping and caravanning at Downchar, 12 Newry Road, Banbridge. Phone Banbridge 22217. Visit our showrooms or send just £2 for our colour catalogue. Downchar, make the escape in style.
Rod Stewart, his new single, Forever Young. Bit disappointed that wasn't the Bob Dylan song, but there we are. 5 minutes to 11 at KISS 1170. Oh! One of those days. Heading up to the 11 o'clock news with Carl McConville, somewhere down the crazy river is Robbie Robertson.
Neon shivered in the heat. I was feeling like a stranger in a strange land. You know, where people play games with the night. God, it was too hot to sleep. I followed the sound of a jukebox coming from up the levee. All of a sudden, I could hear somebody whistling from right behind me. I turned around and she said, "Why do you always end up down at Nick's Cafe?" I said, I don't know. The wind just kind of pushed me this way. She said, "Hang the rich."
Friday, the 29th of July at the Emmyvale Inn, County Monaghan. Another KISS FM crazy night with the KISS FM disc jockeys playing your dance floor favorites into the early hours. There'll be prizes, crazy competitions, and the world-famous cassettes will be there too. Plus, there's a great open-air barbecue with top bands, the Missing Digits, and APB playing live. The whole KISS FM team will be there for the craziest night of this year's festival. Doors open at 9:30 and the action goes on till late. Admission is just £5 at the special festival price of only £3 before 11 o'clock. Join us for the first night of this year's Monaghan Festival and another KISS KISS crazy, 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 crazy night. Friday, the 29th of July at the Emmyvale Inn. Be there.
White Marrow. White Marrow.
Stewart's Wine Barrel Summer Wine Festival has moved to Italy with a selection of festival favourites to bring you the taste of Italian sunshine. Savour pound on popular Piemontello, now just $1.99. Or savour the sparkling value of Asti Spumanti at only $2.99. And look out also for beautiful gifts in our Festival Italian collection. So welcome the taste of Italy at Stewart's Wine Barrel and enjoy the best sellers from the best sellers. Prego!
Kiss FM, it's 11 o'clock. The British government will formally confirm today that the SAS men who shot dead three IRM members in Gibraltar in March will attend the inquest in September. But the ministers will reserve the right to change their decision if circumstances change between now and then. The government want a total guarantee of security for all the soldiers involved. Police forensic scientists are examining the huge bomb defused by the army on the main road between Belfast and Derry. Over 1,000 pounds of homemade explosives was packed into 10 beer kegs and hidden in a culvert under the road. It took the bomb team 30 hours to defuse the device. The road has now been reopened. A police spokesman said that a major tragedy had been averted. The 16-year-old Cork girl who stowed away on a US Navy destroyer has arrived in Shannon Airport after being deported from the US. She was accompanied by two Navy officers into whose care she had been placed by a juvenile court in North Carolina yesterday. Susan Toomey was met and driven away by officials of the Southern Health Board. At a special sitting of the Cork District Court last night, the Health Board was granted an order committing her to its care. Irish-American groups are deciding what action to take against the Mayor of New York, Ed Koch, who has given apparent support to British Army presence in the North. Mr. Koch, who has just completed a fact-finding mission to the North, has infuriated the large Irish community by saying that he believes the Army are playing a valuable role in Northern Ireland. The Irish groups are now expected to drop Koch from next year's St. Patrick's Day parade. The Cardinal of New York, John O'Connor, also condemned the mayor's remarks, calling him unpredictable. The pilot of a charter flight from Gatwick to Canada has been involved in a near miss with two Canadian fighter planes and two Russian bombers. The WorldWest DC-8 had to climb sharply to avoid the military crafts, which came within 160 yards of its flight path. The 246 passengers on board are all reported safe. It's believed that the Soviet planes were flying to Cuba and the Canadian planes scrambled to intercept them in Canadian airspace. Two prisoners described as dangerous are still on the run after overpowering guards and hijacking the van they were travelling in on the M25 motorway near Norwich. The prisoners were travelling from Norwich to Parkhurst Prison. The van was later found abandoned near Gatwick Airport. Both men were serving 7.5 years for armed robbery and other offences. Police say they are investigating the murder of a 5-year-old girl found in a house in Rochford in Essex. Her mother, aged 40, was found dead in the garage. Police believe that no one else was involved in the killings. The Iranian ambassador to the United Nations has ruled out direct talks with Iraq until after the Gulf War ceasefire has been implemented. The minister said that Iran was willing to agree to anything that the UN General Secretary thought necessary to implement the ceasefire, but would not accept Iraqi preconditions and proposals. Meanwhile, fierce fighting is still raging on the southern war front with many deaths and casualties reported. And finally, government censors in South Africa have said that the film Cry Freedom about black activist Steve Biko can be screened. The ruling came just 30 minutes before the film was due to have its South African premiere. The movie, made by Richard Attenborough, focuses on Biko, who died in police custody in 1977. For KISS FM News, this is Colin McConville.
FM 103.7 in stereo. We are KISS FM.
Hot hit, KISS FM.
I was sitting in a crummy movie with my hands on my chin. Oh, the violence that occurred seemed like we never win. Love and mercy, that's what you need tonight. Oh, love and mercy to you and your friends tonight.
6 minutes past 11 at KISS 1170. That's the fella who was the brains behind all those great Beach Boys songs in the 60s and 70s. Brian Wilson, his first solo single from his first solo album, that Love and Mercy. 6 minutes past 11. Don't forget, tonight, Emmy Vale Inn, starting at 9:30. The whole KISS FM gang dressed up to the nines, or dressed down, depending on your point of view. I mean, Colm McConville in a caveman suit?
I used to wake in the afternoon when the sunshine finally cut through the haze. I really don't remember that much, I just know I wasted a thousand days. We need protection from this infection, something to ease this cruel disease. Call to you and you rescue me.